When you want to talk somebody into something, you have to begin with conversation. I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training, and I want to do a quick anchoring exercise to prime you for influence in a way you might not have thought before. If you think about language the way NLP thinks about language, you'll realize that all language is a collaboration. It takes teamwork. It takes one person saying the words, but it also takes another person not just passively receiving those words, but making meaning out of them, expanding a few words, a little bit of information, into enough information so they can represent concepts and situations. So all language works by cooperation. And if we want to prime ourselves for being able to get a result through language, we need to start by being in a state that supports collaboration. So I'm going to invite you now to use anchors just to build a state which might be useful in setting yourself up to say the right thing at the right time so that you become a person with more influence in a conversation or just a person who gets engaged in really good conversations. Begin by thinking of a time you were working as part of a team and it was going really well. Think of that project or activity that you were working on or playing on as a team, and go all the way back to a particular time and place when you were experiencing working on a team and feeling good about it. See what you see, hear what you hear, feel what you feel. Get really, really curious and involved and engaged about what it's like to be on a good team. And when you are really, really feeling the teamwork, just touch yourself on your non-dominant hand on the back of your wrist somewhere. Just a nice light touch. That's all you have to do. Then give both hands a little shake. Free them up. And now I'd like you to think of a time you were just having a great conversation with someone. You could be somebody you knew, could be somebody you just met. But for whatever reason, things just clicked and you talked and you talked and you felt really great about the way you were connecting. To have a moment like that, a time you had a great conversation, and go all the way into that experience as though it's happening now. See what you see, hear what you hear, and feel what you feel. Be curious. Feel it growing, and wait until you are just all the way back to that moment of being engaged in a great conversation. And then once again, touch yourself on that spot on your non-dominant wrist. Same spot. Great. Well done. Let it go. Now, the only way to get a result is to know what you want. So I want you to go back to any situation, could be yesterday, could be 10 years ago, but a situation where you were clear about what you wanted. And I want you to step back into that moment, that experience of being clear about what you want, and see where you are and when you are, who's part of that situation. Notice what you are seeing and what you are hearing and what you are feeling when you are really clear about what you want. And when that experience is vivid, just touch that same spot on the back of your wrist, of your non-dominant hand, and let it go. And now let's test your work. Just touch that same spot and notice that three different memories are coming back to you sort of at the same time. It's a little bit confusing to notice the teamwork and the great conversation and the being clear about what you want are all there now, linked to that spot on your wrist. And you can just let it go. And now you can think about a situation coming up in the next day or two where you're going to want to talk to somebody in a way that helps you get something done, where you have a result in mind. And I want you to imagine where and when that conversation is going to take place, how it's going to take place, whether you maybe be talking over a phone or a computer, it might be in person. And just start really making a sort of mental rehearsal for that conversation by seeing where you are, when you are, what you expect the other person to turn up like. And then just touch yourself in that spot on the back of your non-dominant wrist. And notice how that sets you up and how that changes your expectations for this conversation so that you are ready to go into that situation and connect and collaborate and get to a clear result. I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada Training.